I try to connect with Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, I look after him, and then I have a survey. I consider the past and also the present, and I utilize my common sense, and then I say, whatever it may be, the background is there within me from the beginning, and that background will that produces what I say, the background. A general conception I have got about Prabhupada's lila, his sayings, all recorded to some extent within me, in some way or other, and I moved the whole plane or background, and whatever comes, it must be harmonized. What will come, that must have harmony with the whole thing that I have got the photo on in different times. The common thing which will be approved by all the planes I received. In that way I talk. That whatever I shall see, that must have harmony with all I have gathered from the scriptures, from Guru Maharaj, from his important servitors. A common thing produced like a computer. In that way, what I can do. The whole experience, some total of the whole spiritual experience of my life, when that is tackled, that some reaction comes, and that I produce to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. One of our present acharyas has had a dream, and in that dream, Srila Prabhupada is coming to him and telling him that at a specific time in the future, he will again appear here to direct our movement. So how we should take this? How we should understand this?
Well, may not attach much importance. It may be an individual case. And also you may not ignore. Yes. In the infinite, if it is possible, as such, God willing, it may be so. We don't deny, nor we are very credulous. We are to wait for that time. We want to wait for that time. Then we shall sit idle. When he will come again, then I shall begin. That sort of tendency may not come within us. And at the same time, I don't think that nothing is impossible in the infinite. He may come. Because God willing, Krishna willing, that may occur. It is not impossible. But at the same time, what I told, that we may not be, as it may not impart anything to make us do that. We should not be indulged in that way. Yes, well and good if he comes. And he comes and he puts the question, so long, what progress you have made? Yes, I have discharged this duty, I offer you money. With a bold stand, he may show the record of your service to him. It is good. No harm. It is laudable.
Now, Hiranyakashipu, he took over the planet of Indra.
Who?
Hiranyakashipu. the father of Prahlad.
Yes.
He took over the planet of Indra.
He took up planet of India.
Indra Desh.
He came Indra position.
Yes.
He snatched the position of Indra.
Yes.
And he himself became Indra. Then what about that?
So,
Indra means his adhikar, his power.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
So now when Nrisingadev killed Hiranyakashipu, did that take place on the Indra Loka or someplace on the Earth planet?
Earth.
Because in South India there is some place which is supposed to mark where Nrisingadev killed Hiranyakashipu.
I see. Hiranyakashipu may have his seat in the on the earth, and from there he may control even the heaven. He defeated Indra. That does not mean he always lived there, but that is a partial statement. A real statement is this. When Mahaprabhu departed, some saw he entered into Gopinatham, Tota Gopinatham. Some saw he entered into Jagannatham. Went over the sea. In this way, it is subjective control, not
objective.
The subject can force the object to see in any way he likes. So in variegated way he may show himself. So Leela, Bhagavad Leela is like that. One man is seeing him, another in the sight cannot see him.
Yes.
It is something like hypnotism. The whole Leela, the whole creation is something like hypnotism, in the line of hypnotism. All this creation rather is in the line more similar to hypnotism than any objective fossil, everything coming from a fossil in a rigid way that cannot be moved, that cannot be destroyed, not like that. The whole thing in the subject, in the universal subject, the background is this. Then we can explain everything. When we take in the character of hypnotism, he is evolving. And one man seeing me, another may not see, but or see in another way. The whole thing is regulated from the center of the subject, higher subject. So many things, many antagonistic things may also occur. It is explained by Jiva Goswami as Kalpa Bheda. Some say Varahadev came in a white color, some say in shama, black color. But in different Kalpa it may be. At the same time, as Varahadev liked to show him to a particular person, he can do that. The subjective characteristic and the power is such, position is such. And the other day I forgot to mention to speak you one thing. That whether the Hiranyakashipu Vadha Leela was in Vaikuntha. What is the characteristic of Vaikuntha or Goloka? anything and everything may be harmonized, embraced. The heinousness, which is in here in the mundane sphere, when that is in Vaikuntha, that is all right. That is palatable. Nothing, just as in a dramatic play, when the drama is showing the discord of the different parties, and the molestation and the killing, hurting, all these things, which is very bad in our consideration. When it is showed in a drama, then it is not so harmful. Is it?
No.
Practically, no harm is done by the drama. But only a picture of the mundane world.
Play
so,
action.
So also, just as the Govinda Maharaj said the other day, that Singha Paseno Bhavadhit, Singha Dibhavad Paseno, killed Paseno, the Paseno also enjoyed and the Singha also enjoyed. Because no dissipation there exists.
Mm.
So in drama also, one who is aggressing and who is being aggressed, both may be satisfied. So in Vaikuntha, in Goloka, any type, this is in Leela, everything is a pleasing sensation, only different plan. But really, nothing, no sorrow can exist there. It is nitya. Anandamaya, plain, the plain of ecstasy. Different variegatedness may exist without their sting. In Goloka, especially in Goloka, everything is good, bad, everything harmonized. Good, bad in our consideration. Everything harmonized there and everything is pleasing and harmonious. Even the idea of prostitution, that is also adored in Vrindavan. What is very nasty in this plane, Parakya, the stealing, because it belongs to Krishna and it occurs to satisfy him. Whatever will satisfy Krishna, that is Leela, and that is admirable, and that is pure, and that is all perfect. We have to conceive like that. That undesirable things are also harmonized. So peculiar nature and position is that of Krishna. So perfect. And nothing bad can enter in his connection. Good or bad exists between the clash, from the clash of the different parties. No party, only one party, as sometimes we heard after the Second Great War, America wanted to one state world, only one controller to eliminate the quarrel. There will be one power. We are told like that in the paper. They wanted that the one state, the whole world will be one state, controlled from one center. Then there will be peace. Something like that. That one center controller, and the whether it is good or bad, it is measured by his satisfaction, and everything in a dedicated mood, and according to the degree of dedication, it will be purer and purer. The competition of dedication loses its meaning as a loss. Dedication is not a loss. Dedication in nature, it is such, it is unvulnerable, it is immortal, and it is blissful. The land is of that type. Whatever filthy example is dramatized there, that is all good. Filthy in consideration with the many enjoyers, and in such plane of as the classes of different interest, but one interest, and dedication to one interest that makes everything pure, and all else accordingly, comes accordingly, and not independent, and the independence also. There is sometimes quarrel between Yashoda Krishna, Radharani Krishna, but that is convened by Yogamaya to satisfy Krishna. So the weeping of Yashoda, that because that pleases Krishna, it loses its cruel characteristic. So also all things like that, they got no sting. That is Krishna Leela. You may put an example, how that thing may be harmonious, how that thing may not be filthy, everything may be. Because that is to satisfy Krishna, the only one criteria. And whatever is his Leela, he is satisfied, everything is done. Doesn't mean to steal, everything is done. And everything cannot but be satisfied because he is satisfied. Do you follow?
Yes.
So that sort of thing we shall try to bring within our plane. That plane we must be acquainted with, have some acquaintance with such a plane. The plane of perfection, plane of all harmonizing nature, the Krishna, how it is, then all other questions, all questions may be solved. They are in the middle. This background we must have, the Krishna satisfaction of Krishna, Sukha Tatpurja, dedication, all carrying towards Krishna, his satisfaction, he is satisfied, everything is all right. The chastising, the man, abhiman, all these things, they may be there. Doesn't matter. The only criterion will be that. If you can understand, have a real picture of that, then you will be able to answer all questions. Adjustment. Adjustment with that point, what is necessary. Tasmin tushti jagat tushtam. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
So, I think we will be going now, and we will return again.
Of course. Again?
We will return. Within a day or two to come and visit with more questions.
Yes, you come. You are welcome.
More persons will come with us each day.
Maybe. Let them come. I am here to help you. what in the service I can do to you, my new friends. Come to Mahaprabhu, speak to Sahib. And the Swami Maharaj has taken you all here. And my media service, if it is possible, can help you and ready for that. This is my nature. I can't avoid this. My very existence requires this. You are doing, you are taking from here and you are spreading to the air, to the world at large for their relief and for their good. How laudable and how desirable your deeds are. I should have a peep into that, the plane of your activity. Jagat Kalyan, Jagat Hidai, Loka Hitam. Loka Hitam Nipa, Sukhdev, only accepted the question. A man who did not care to have a cover on his body, Ulanga. He said that, yes, this question is a real question. For two reasons, Atmavit Sammata and Loka Hitam. So Loka Hitam, you are engaged in Loka Hitam, other supplier. So many canvases, spiritual canvases of Mahaprabhu and Rupa and Swami Maharaj. You have dedicated your life for this holy duty. You are adorable to me. By you, we want to live. We can live. Our Guru Maharaj can live. Your Guru Maharaj, Mahaprabhu can live here. Through you all. His life giving. Your attempt to all our clients. It is very valuable. And I can't shock
about this book.
Microphone.
Happy style. You have written the book. The style is simple and accurate and profound. In a good style, the book is being published. Hare Krishna.
This volume number one, it is describing Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, before going to America. It is his life in India before leaving to America.
Yes, I heard. There I had to say something. And that কোলাহল করছে কে অপ্রাকৃত অধুক সজ টু স্টেজেস of spiritual existence. Aprakita is a very difficult thing. It is like prakita. It bears the similarity with the mundane, but not mundane. Aprakita bhumika, that plane, is so comprehensive characteristic it has got that it can accommodate everything what we cannot hope to have sanctioned from the standpoint of morality even. That is, that also can be harmonized there. So it is a very difficult thing to make general public of generous and religious heart to understand of prakita. Not prakita, but seems to be prakita. The harmonizing capacity and the beauty is of such magnitude that it can harmonize anything and immorality, even immoral things. But the only criterion is satisfaction, seeking, searching satisfaction of Krishna, none else. Only the center and all and everything by dedication spirit, by the spirit of dedication, everything eliminated. Only one aim, satisfaction of Krishna. The whole concentration there, and it is adjusted. A little deviation from the satisfaction of Krishna, that will make everything topsy-turvy. So, the mundane life of a Vaishnava, not mundane, but similar to mundane life of a Vaishnava, should be dealt very carefully and with some caution. Wherever there is any room for samalochana, what is this? For not a discussion, but
criticism,
we shall be over cautious to guard that portion, special note that this is not mundane. Otherwise, people will misunderstand in general. There is the possibility. This much I had to say about the autobiography. Even in the case of the supreme authority, the Krishna, I had to speak of the Vaishnava. There is every possibility that things will undermine, and it must. Some question be given there, and stress should be there, put upon that point, that this is not mundane, though similar. That whip in the biography, now and then, in here and there, that should be repeated, that sort of thing. Don't take it otherwise, don't misunderstand. This sort of warning should be mentioned here and there when dealing with the life of a person, of a divine. That should be used.
Caution.
Here and there, caution. Don't take it otherwise. Hoshiyari for the people. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur. Otherwise there would be room for misunderstanding. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur. They are dying, they are suffering from disease, they are eating, they are going to latrine. Nabha Manneta Karhichit. Ajarjang Maang Vijaniyat. na abhimanyata never under mind abhimanyata, not never belittle him. Though there are so many mundane signs there, it is written in Bhagavatam. Acharyang mang vijaniyat na abhimanyata abhimanyata abhimanana. Don't go to insult him by misunderstanding. Nābhamanyeta karhichit no moccha buddhā suyeta. Your mental conclusion don't use there. In the mental plane, the experience of mental plane won't cover it, screen it. Nābhamanyeta karhichit, never allow the mental screen to screen it, the mental experience. Mumatya buddha suyeta sarvadeva mayo guru. All the good signs are embodied there. Good tendencies. All the... variegated substance of variegated nature of divinity is present there. We have to show that. Sarvadeva mayo guru. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That should be kept up, maintained. All through. Gaur Haribol, Gaur Haribol. The world of experience should be keep on that feet. Should be crushed under feet. The experience, always the hammer must be stricken, must be striken on the head of the worldly experience. Every now and then hammer must be wrist, go on the head of the worldly experience. If you want to enter into the domain divine, then experience should be left here. It won't help you in any way, rather it will draw you from behind. Your knowledge of experience will draw you from the behind. Be clear. Liberate yourself from the disease of worldly experience and try to enter the domain of the divinity. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Haribol, Gaur Haribol. And Adokshaja, that is, not under any law, not only made by you, but made by any law, any agent. It is always independent, everything. The side, the ways, everything is independent. Adhokshaja. Adhokritam indriyajam jnanam jena. Adhokshaja is the term which is very favorite to Srimad Bhagavatam. Here and there, Bhagavat has always used adhokshaja, the word adhokshaja, the expression. Always to remind that okkhaja gyan, that is the knowledge of experience, keep it always down. Adhakritam indriyajam jnanam jena. Indriyaja gyan, that is the knowledge of experience that drawn by through the senses, always keep it below. The warning, adhokshaja, unknown and unknowable. Unknowable only through faith and regulated faith. Not only faith means not evil, faith director. That is not blind faith or something like that. But faith has got its real characteristic. So faith proper, that only can enter there. Shraddha. Shraddha mayuryam loka in Upanishad. that is a domain which can only be tackled by Shraddha. And what is that Shraddha? Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma bhata. If I do my discharge, my duty towards Him, everything is done. That should be the very gist, the life of that attempt, that expression named faith, Shraddha. So, if we do that, then it will be a prakita sahita, otherwise it will be reckoned as the so many epics here. Hare Krishna, your illustrious Gurudev had this aim, this aim, infallible aim, Gaur Hari Bol. In Chandidas we found, which is mutilated, the meaning is mutilated and it turned into opposite direction by the so-called the scholar fellows of the time. Suno he manusho bhai, sabar upare manusho satya tahar upare nai, the Bengali passage. The general meaning is, oh my brother, human beings, you listen to me. Human species is above all, and there is nothing above. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the parallel, but clear more, Krishna is jataka khala, sarvottama naralila, narubhavu dhara sarvu. Amongst all the pastimes of Krishna, his human pastimes is at the zenith, the acme, form of the acme. Narabhaputaharasaru. That it is very akin, very near to human fashion, but not human. We have to strive hard to show it, to maintain this characteristic. Humanly, but not human. This sort of attempt always be retained to caution the human mind, that not human. Not human. Our diligence,
if an ordinary man appreciates a great soul as human, but does not understand that he is actually beyond human, doesn't he gain benefit, or is that offensive?
I can't follow.
So if a common man, he favors a great Vaishnava, he thinks of him favorably, but he doesn't understand him as a great Vaishnava.
Thinks of him as a great man, but still one of the humankind.
Is that so great? Only the inner eye, the necessity of the inner eye to recognize the Vaishnavism. A Vaishnava can understand Vaishnava. An intelligent man can understand the intelligence of others. But the ignorant man cannot detect who is intelligent, who is non-intelligent. Intelligence can understand intelligence. So ordinary people, they think, it is an ordinary man. But the true Vaishnava, he will understand that he is a Vaishnava. Not by external and you have gesture and posture, but the stand, the angle of the standpoint, the angle that we have, angle of vision, by that the Vaishnava can understand Vaishnava. An intelligent man can understand intelligent man. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Kaur Hari Bod. The other day was Sivad Dharatri Madhavendra Puri Sambandha. And when Mahaprabhu traveling in Vrindavan, he found a person, Sanuriya Brahman. And he recognized, oh, you must have connection of Madhavendra Puri. Whatever I see in you, it cannot come otherwise. You please express how you have came in connection with Madhavendra Puri. Then he came to explain, Madhavendra Puri, he came here, he did this, and I got his case. Yes. Otherwise, this thing cannot be detected anywhere. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Should we avoid writing the disappearance of our Srila Prabhupada, or can that be told?
His Tirobhute, his disappearance, should Satsrupa Maharaj avoid that, not write so much about that?
Because it seemed very important.
You can do that, but with caution, with sufficient caution. With sufficient caution. About Mahaprabhu, and so many tales are going on. He passed in this way, some say in that way. Everything may be true. Like a hypnotized, he showed some people, I am going. Another section, so he is passing there. And it may be, it is their sweet will to show their passing in different ways to different sections, it is possible. So everything is that the deception, deception of the sense experience. Whatever is done by them, it is super experience. So it deceives the experience, the knowledge of experience. Cannot reach up to mark. Suffering, taking medicine. Sita Devi was stolen. This one devotee in the south, he's fasting, even very indifferent to attend Mahaprabhu, his atithi, guest. Mahaprabhu detected, why you show so much repenting temperament? I don't like to live any longer here. I am to hear that Lakshmi Devi was snatched away by a demon. I want to die rather. Then Mahaprabhu solaced him. Don't think that way. Aprakita vastulai prakita gochar. Sita Devi, everything is, that is all consciousness, spiritual body. And the demon with fleshy hand cannot touch him. The knowledge can be touched by the flesh. The pure, above knowledge. His body is that of, that is conscious substance, not of this fleshy substance. The flesh cannot touch the consciousness. the soul. So why the demon it would be possible for the demon to catch you? It is all Maya. To teach the Mayic people in a Mayic form, it is delivered. It is served in that way. This.